things are getting pretty bad out there. War raging in Ukraine and Palestine. China could invade Taiwan at any moment. All these Catholic prophecies getting fulfilled. And you know what this means. You know what's coming next. We are on the verge of World War III, and there's nothing that can be done about it. Or is there? Our Lady of Fatima told us that war is a result of our sins. The war is going to end, but if people don't cease offending God, a worse one will break out during the pontificate of Pope Pius XI. And at Akita, she said, if men do not repent and better themselves, the Father will inflict a terrible punishment on all humanity. It will be a punishment greater than the deluge, such as one will never have seen before. Fire will fall from the sky and wipe out a great part of humanity, the good as well as the bad, sparing neither priest nor faithful. The survivors will find themselves so desolate that they will envy the dead. The only arms which will remain for you will be the rosary and the sign left by my son. Each day recite the prayers of the rosary. With the rosary, pray for the Pope, the bishops, and the priests. War is not because of politicians, bankers, communists, capitalists, terrorists, Freemasons, and the elite, though that's what we see. But they are just the instruments God uses to punish us for our sins. So according to Our Lady, in order to avoid this, we need to stop offending God and start praying the rosary for world peace. But there's one thing else that we can do. The first five Saturdays. On December 10th, 1925, the Virgin Mary, along with the child Jesus, appeared to Sister Lucia, the only Fatima visionary to survive childhood. She, that is Mary, showed her a heart encircled by thorns. The child Jesus said, have compassion on the heart of your most holy mother, covered with thorns, with which ungrateful men pierce it at every moment, and there is no one to make an act of reparation to remove them. Then the Virgin Mary said, look, my daughter, at my heart surrounded with thorns, with which ungrateful men pierce me at every moment by their blasphemies and ingratitude. You at least try to console me and announce in my name that I promise to assist at the hour of death with all the graces necessary for salvation, all those who, on the first Saturday of five consecutive months, shall confess, receive Holy Communion, recite five decades of the Holy Rosary, and keep me company for 15 minutes while meditating on the 15 mysteries of the Rosary, with the intention of making reparation to me. Sister Lucia also wrote, whether the world has war or peace depends on the practice of this devotion. So we can do the first five Saturdays devotion to avoid World War III. But that was in 1925. She was talking about World War II. It doesn't have anything to do with our current situation or World War III, right? Wrong. Practicing the first five Saturdays devotion can avoid World War III. Our Lady said so. On April 15, 1980, in a town in the middle of Nicaragua called Cuapa, a church sacristan named Bernardo Martinez, while working in the church, saw a statue of the Virgin Mary produce a supernatural light. A few weeks later, on May 8th, when Bernardo was walking home from fishing, he saw a lightning flash, after which appeared a pure white cloud on which stood Our Lady. Bernardo asked her name, and she answered, I come from heaven, I am the mother of Jesus. He asked her what she wanted, and she said, I want the rosary to be prayed every day. I want it to be prayed permanently within the family, including the children old enough to understand. To be prayed at a set hour when there are no problems with the work in the home. She told Bernardo that the Lord does not like prayers we make in a rush or mechanical manner. Because of that, she recommended praying the rosary with the reading of biblical citations, and that we put into practice the Word of God. He asked, where are the biblical citations? And she told him to look for them in the Bible. Then Our Lady said, love each other, comply with your obligations, make peace. Do not ask for peace, because if you do not make it, there will be no peace. Renew the first five Saturdays. You received many graces when all of you did this. Pray. Pray the rosary for all the world. Tell believers and non-believers that the world is threatened by grave dangers. I ask the Lord to appease His justice, but if you don't change, you will hasten the arrival of the Third World War. So here Our Lady says, in order to avoid World War III, we must pray the rosary, but not mechanically. And it is best to set aside a specific hour where we will not be distracted, and to read the Bible passage that corresponds to the mysteries to help us meditate, and to renew the first 5 Saturdays devotion. Our Lady appeared to Bernardo from May to October, just like at Fatima, and this is called Our Lady of Quapa, and it has full approval of the local bishop. Now, let's talk about St. Vincent Ferrer. He was a Dominican friar who lived in the 14th and 15th centuries. He performed many astounding miracles. For instance, once a man fell off of a building, and on his way down, knowing Vincent was near, he cried out to him for help. Vincent, having been ordered by his superior not to perform any more public miracles, told the man to stop while he went to ask his superior for permission to save him. The man stopped in midair as Vincent went to his superior. His superior, upon hearing what was happening from Vincent, said, "Well, you've already stopped him from falling, so go ahead." And Vincent is called the Angel of the Apocalypse. This was during the Western Schism, and many people were straying from the faith. Vincent preached all over Europe that if people didn't change, God was going to go ahead and have the apocalypse, the end of the world, and Judgment Day. His preaching was backed up by many astonishing miracles, including ordering the graves of deceased locals to be dug up and the dead corpses brought so that he could bring them back long enough for the deceased to corroborate his preaching. Many people converted and the apocalypse was avoided. And of course, we know that God changed his mind about wiping out Nineveh. Many of the miracles performed by St. Vincent Ferrer are officially documented by the Catholic Church. In other words, the Catholic Church says these things really happened and are not just legend. So what am I saying? I think that what is happening now was supposed to happen in the 1990s. Lots of the prophecies indicated all this wrapping up by the end of the 20th century, but I think there was enough Catholics who prayed the rosary and did the first 5 Saturdays that it all got delayed until now. But Our Lady said in 1980, "Pray the rosary well," and trust me, I'm worse than anybody about praying the rosary mechanically, so I'm preaching to myself as much as you, and do the first 5 Saturdays to avoid World War III. So if you want to do your part for world peace, pray the rosary well and practice the first 5 Saturdays. Now, I'm lucky. My area has 7 Catholic churches that all do Saturday evening masses, and many have a Saturday morning mass on first Saturdays. The problem is they don't offer confession at those times, so you have to go some other time, which you can. But my SSPX chapel also offers mass on Saturday evenings with confession and the rosary before, which makes doing the first 5 Saturdays very easy. But I know not everyone is so lucky. If you cannot fulfill the requirements on Saturday, you can have it moved to Sunday with the permission of any priest. So no excuses. Start doing the first 5 Saturdays and praying the rosary every day, if you're not already. And though it may be too late to completely avoid what's coming, we can mitigate it. Until my next video, God bless.